This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Shalom aleichem, bruchim abam. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah, Daf Hashavua. We're learning Siman Ayin Aleph. Hilchos Kriya Shema. Avel v'ha'oiskim b'meis p'tura mikriya shema. A mourner and anyone who is involved with a mess is exempt from kriya shema. Now, we learned yesterday that even if you're involved in eating or drinking, there's a question whether you have to stop. We learned the day before that if you're oisik in sarche rabim, v'higia zman kriya shema lo yafsik. Now we're talking about a different inyan, an avel. Misha meis lo meis shulchai l'sabalav. Somebody who a relative passed away, someone you're obligated to mourn for. Afilu enei muta olav l'kavrai. You're obligated to mourn, but it's not necessarily your responsibility to bury. Pater mikriya shema mitfila. You're pater from Shema and Tefillah. Va'afilu m'roitza l'hachmer l'atzav likros in rashai. Even if you would like to be machmer and to read, you're not allowed to. V'im yesh loy mi sheyishtado b'shvilay b'tzarchei kfura. If you have someone to make efforts on your behalf with the needs of burial, v'ratza l'hachmer l'atzav likros, and you want to be machmer on yourself and read, ein moichem miyadai. It sounds like it's not the right thing to do, but we're not going to throw rotten tomatoes at you. Okay? Ayin b'yoredeya simen shin mem aleph. Says the Mishnah Berurah, shuchayev. Who is someone that you have to be misabel for? They are shehim shiva kroivim, the seven relatives. They are av, va'im, bein, ubas, ach, va'achais, v'ishtai. Father and mother, son and daughter, brother and sister, and a wife. Einoy mutal. It does not, it's not incumbent upon you. Even someone who you don't have to bury. Why? Why wouldn't you have to bury one of your seven relatives? Let's say your sister passed away, who she's married, so it's on her husband. You're still pater. Now what if you do read it anyway? You are not yoytze the mitzvah. Pater v'imkara ino yoytze. If you read, you're not yet to the mitzvah of the tzarch lachsa v'likros acha kvura. You have to reread it after the kvura. So you're pater from kriya shema and from tefila. Now the Mishnah Berurah says v'chein b'chumi kol habrachis. One is pater from all brachis. Let's say you hear someone who is an avel make a bracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman says in the Shas Yisrael Mincha Shlomoy that you're not allowed to answer Amen. It's a bracha levatala. So someone who is, now I think we're going to see this talking about an oinein, even though the Mechaber did not use that terminology oinein, but we're not talking about an avel during the Shiva Simei Avelos. During the Shiva Simei Avelos, you're chayiv in mitzvahs, you're chayiv in krishma and tefillah. We're talking about someone who is mourning for a relative that has not yet been buried, even though it's not upon you to bury them. You're not allowed to daven. You're not allowed to say Shema. If you want to be machmir, it's an avera. What if you have someone to take care of the kvura? It's not the right thing to do, but we won't protest. But it's not correct. It's not correct to daven and to say Shema. What about to make a bracha on a glass of water? You're not allowed to. Even Berchas Nehenin. What about the bracha of Dayan Ho'emes? The Geshe Achaim says you do make that bracha when you're an Oinein. Why? It's Choyvas Hasha'a. What about the Shulchan Aruch says that if some relative dies, so not only do you make Dayan Ho'emes, you also make a Shachianu or Hatava Meitiv for the Yerusha. That you do not make. So even though the Shulchan Aruch says that when a relative passes away, you make two brachas, Dayan Ho'emes and Hatava Meitiv, that Hatava Meitiv you're going to have to delay. That's the opinion of the Gesher Achayim. Shlomo Zalman says that no, you make that bracha as well, because Kishem Shemavarchim Alara Kachemavarchim Alatoiv. What about Asher Yotzar Eschem Bedin when you go into a Beis Hakvarais? The Eish Avram Buchach says an Oinein is Pater even after the Kvura. Why? Because once you're Pater when you enter, so you came in at a time that you don't make it. You don't make it on the way out. By the way, he says that those with the Oinein, do not make it either. This is something people don't know. Everyone thinks, oh, I haven't been there in 30 days, so I'm at a kvura, so I have to make Asher Yatzar Eschem Adin. No. The Avel doesn't make it, and therefore neither does anybody else. That's the Minog. However, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, no, the Malavim do say it. Nah. Rav Nissen Karelet says, even the Oinein says it. What about learning Torah? So in Siman Tavkuf Memches, it brings, it's Asur for an Oinein to learn Torah. What about on Yom Tif? We'll have to see. And even those matters that an Avel is allowed to learn, an Oinein is not allowed to learn. Unless it's something he needs to know now, halacha l'maisa. What about laharar b'divrei Torah? The Das Kedoshim says, mutter. The Maram Shik says, usher. Okay, we just said that an oinein is pater from birchas hananen. I usher lehanas me'olam azeh b'lay bracha. What's the pshat? Is the pshat that, and we know, by the way, that an oinein is not allowed to do an avera, an oinein can't wear shatnas, so how is he allowed to not make birchas hanehenin? Aser la'adam lehanois ba'olam hazeh b'lay bracha. He's violating an iser. No, eating without a bracha is not an iser, it's kabitul mitzvah saseh d'rabanan. Therefore, the oinein can be mevatel it. Okay, then now this is a very interesting aside. The din that an oinein is allowed to eat without a bracha, the Geshe HaChaim says, Rav Shlomo Zalman says, the Emek Bracha says, that this demonstrates that the iser to eat without a bracha is noivea from the mitzvah to be mevarech. Since there's a mitzvah to be mevarech, memela, it's aser to eat without a bracha. Therefore, the oinein is exempt. Now, the shah is like this. I understand if you're hungry, we'll let the oinein eat without making a bracha. But what if it's a hana, he doesn't really have to partake? Let's say smelling something. So do we say, well, eating, we understand, you can make a bracha, but you have to eat. But who asked you to smell this? So if Shlomo Zalman says, no, there are no restrictions. Since he's not to make a bracha, he's allowed to smell without a bracha, the Geshe HaChaim is mesupik, maybe it's better for him not to put himself in that situation. Weiter, the Mishnah Berurah says, when we call mitzvahs, Hamuras B'Tahara is exempt from all mitzvahs. What about Tainus Esther? What about Tanisim? Does he have to fast? He's chayv lehisanois. Why? Because he's not oisik in it. What about Hadlokas Ner Chanukah? Later on, Mishnah Berurah says, Tafresh Ayin, Sivkat Yud Beis, Ishtoi Tadlik. What if he doesn't have, his wife's not around? He lights without a bracha. What about Sfiras HaOymer? In the Good Shiloh. What about an Oinein B'Sfiras HaOymer? The Be'alacha says, Simon Taf Pei Tes, that in the name of Noi Behuda, there's a Safek. Maybe it only takes a few moments, so it's not going to preoccupy him from being involved in the mess. Navi says, count without a bracha, and then you could continue counting with a bracha. What about talis katan? You put it on? You could wear it. Why? Since you wear it as a garment, it's like doing a mitzvah b'machshava. It's not considered a pegiah in the covet of the mess. What about tefillin? Now the halacha is, an oinein does not wear tefillin on the an avel does not wear tefillin on the first day. So if you have somebody and you're about to tell them about Shemes Leimes, it's better not to tell them until after they put on tefillin, so they don't miss a day of their life without tefillin. Because so long as they don't know, the aninus is not chal. Okay. Weiter. Okay. When we call mitzvah somros v'tar, he's exempt from all mitzvahs v'tar. V'imroi tzalech al pas. What if he wants to eat bread? After eino tzarech levar hamoitzi, even though he doesn't make a hamoitzi, mikomakim tzarech litol yadav. He has to wash his hands, v'lo yivarech al anatila. Now, why would you say he has to wash his hands? Is it an isser to eat, or is there a mitzvah to wash your hands? And memela, it's asser to eat. I would say the latter. There's no isser to eat without your hands washing. You have a positive mitzvah, right? The same way by a bracha, I would have thought it's asser to eat without a bracha. Chazal say asser lenos ben mazabalei bracha, but we don't interpret it that way. We interpret it it's noivea from the mitzvah. I would have thought. Why does he wash his hands? I mean, we have all kinds of svaras. If it doesn't take up time and it doesn't, you know, is it because it's asr? Not sure. Okay. Now, what about eating in a sukkah? Okay, one second. Let's read a little bit further in the Mishnah Berurah. We'll come back to the sukkah in a minute. V'lo yivarech al natila. By the way, the Kaf HaChaim says he washes even mayim achroinim. Okay. V'im yesh chabura be'ir shenoigim shekatofim miyuchadim lahitzi hames. If there is a chabura in the city, meaning there's a chaver kadisha that the body bearers are designated to take out the mess. So la'achar shenas asku akroyim mitzarech hames yimsru lahem, and after the krovim make the arrangements, they give it over to them, him yikbru, and they bury. Misha misru lahem yad chayv b'chal mitzvah. As soon as they give it over to the chaver kadisha, they're chayv in all the mitzvahs. Va'afilu koydim shoytziu me'abayis, even before they take the mess out of the house. Sheshuv enoy muta aleim, because now it's not mutal on them anymore. Now that's more typically the situation in our times, where basically as soon as the mess passes on, you give over the mess to the Chaver Kadisha. So I'm not sure, Lamaisa Bizman Hazeh, why do the restrictions of Anina supply? Basically, the family doesn't do anything.
Kovoy.
What?
Kovoy.
Good Svara, but the Mishnah Berurah says not.
That's what the post can say.
The Mishnah Berurah says that if there's a Chevra, as soon as you hire the Chevra, then there's no more aninos.
So the Mishnah Berurah says ena mutal on him, it's no longer on him, but the Mechaber said specifically, even if it was never on you, even if it wasn't your chiyuv altogether, aninos applies. Okay, good.
There's a difference between what the Mechaber says and what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mechaber says, if you have a guy to do it for you, then that's okay.
So the first line, not the last one. The first line of the Mechaber, right away, Ishameis.
It's not your responsibility. Isn't
even the Mechaber himself, when he says later, if he asks somebody else to do it, why should that matter? It wasn't your responsibility to begin with.
No, now we're talking about someone who it is your responsibility. You know?
In a case where it is.
Yeah. It seems like there's a difference between Chevra Kadisha and just you have a guy, you have, you know, somebody to do it for you. What do they have to do? When do they do that? In the funeral chapel?
Yes. Actually by the Tahara.
By the Tahara. So, but the Mishnah Berurah says once you give it over to them, you're chayv in mitzvahs. There's a big shaila. Let's say somebody's flying to Eretz Yisrael. You're on a plane. Well, you can't do anything to help the mess. So why are you an oinein? So I say an oinein because you're preparing the hesped. You have to prepare the hesped. That's the biggest kavod, the hesped. Okay, it's interesting. If a levaya is pushed off till the next day, Rav Shlomo Zalman says in Chashloimai that when the relatives go to sleep, they're chayv in Krishma and in Hamapel, because at this point in time, there's nothing they could do anymore.
Halacha is found in the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Gesher Achaim, not like the Mishnah Berurah. That's the minhag. The minhag is like the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch.
By the way, the Gesher Achaim says that if the family is not going out with the body, Danina stops. Danina says over. Okay, but so Mishnah Berurah says an interesting svara. If there's a chevra, once you give it over, the aninus ceases. Then he says, "Ulufiza lo yafe oisim ha'inunim shemamtin l'smat achar kvura." It's not right that the oinunim wait until after the kvura. The take of kishenespashu imachabura kadisha ba'admakim kvura. The moment they make up where the mess is being buried, v'nasnu lohem kol hoitzayis v'sachrichim. They give them all the expenses and the shrouds. Chayavim l'spalel. Now, most of the time, the family does come to the Makam Kvura. It's interesting, most of the time you will not see the relatives being involved in the Kvura for some reason. I don't know, maybe the Chevra Kadisha tells them it's too traumatic for them. But if they are doing part of the Kvura, that's more of a reason to legitimize why they're not doing mitzvahs. But he says, V'amnam. Sometimes they haven't really made up where they will be buried. It's still the honor of the mess that the family is making arrangements, or so long as they eulogize him as I putter, then they're putter. The take of acharza, immediately after this, mutter l'spalal, they're permitted to daven v'chayiv and erchayiv. So if they're still making arrangements, if there are still fine details that are up in the air, then they're still oinonim. Aval b'makom she'en chavura miyuchedes l'zeh. I'm sorry. Va'amnam l'famim she'adayin v'hu kol zman she'maspidin oisai. Or so long as they're eulogizing him. Ah, that's the key. The key is, back in the day, you would give the mess to the Chevra Kadisha after the Levaya. But nowadays, so as soon as you give it to the Chevra, the Anina stops. But nowadays, just because you give it to the Chevra before, as soon as the person dies, the Mishnah Berurah clearly says, Kol zman shemaspidin oisai, you're putter. So if the hesped didn't take place yet, you're for sure an oinein. You're still involved in kvayda shalmes. I think that's the answer. We're not arguing on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah is talking about a situation where you didn't give it over to the chevra until after the hespedim. Because he says clearly, kol zman shemaspidin oisai putter. The take of achar zeh mutar l'spalel v'chayiv. And immediately after this, it's permitted to daven and you're chayiv. Aval b'makom she'ein chabura miyuchedes l'zeh. But if there is no designated chabura, av she'yesh lo mi she'yisasig l'kvura avuroi, even though you have a guy, here, Mendy, this is the answer to your question. There's a chiluk between a chevra and a guy. You know, just because you have a guy, it's still on you. It's not, your responsibility is not relinquished unless there is a chevra. Then the aninus continues until the burial, and you put the dust on him. So the din that the chevra patters you does not apply to a guy. By the way, the Dersh asks an interesting question. The Dine Avelos begin when they finish throwing the dust on you. So why does the Aninus stop as soon as they throw the dust on? You hear the Kasha? Here the Mishnah Berurah says, Miyad k'shem eschin l'hashal afar alav. So Nimshach hu Aninus ad sheyik beru v'yashlichu afar alav. But the Avelos does not begin until all the dust is on you. So I have an interesting question. So what is the status of somebody in the 3 minutes in between when they start to throw the dust and they finish? He's not an Oinein. He's not an Avel. He should put on tefillin. Why shouldn't he put on tefillin?
He's an amazing verse.
What?
You don't put on the first day of
Avelos. It's not the first day of Avelos. First day of Avelos didn't start yet. So you run out of basic verse.
What is he, nothing? He's not owner.
He's nothing. He's zero. What is he? If he sells life insurance, he's a life insurance salesman. If he sells used cars, he's a used car salesman. What? Yes. Whatever it is, so make it longer. Doesn't take long to put on tefillin. In the Dershu, note 8, he brings that le'inyan avelos in Yaradeh, we say only when they finish the avelos starts. So the Shari Tshuva here writes, Aninos kalo yoyser v'nifsuka miyad kishmaschin lahashchus ha'afar. L'chayra, he's still an Avel. I have two ways to say it. Either, even though the Avelos didn't start, it still has a din of Avelos Yom Rishayin. The Avelos, the Nihug Avelos did not begin, but it's still an Avel B'Yom Rishayin. Why? Because later on today, he'll be an Avel. So on the day someone starts to become an Avel, he doesn't put on tefillin at any time. Even at a time that the Nihug Avelos has not begun, or when the Shul, in Yaradeh, when we say the Avelos begins, when it's finished, it means legabe dine mourning, not legabe the din of tefillin. Anyway, the Mishnah Berurah continues. As soon as they throw the dirt on him, the Avel should go home. Yelecha Avel leveis levayis shalakvaris v'yikro v'yispalosham. He should immediately go. So what do you mean? It's not covered in the mace. Yeah, it is. He doesn't need to be there. The mess doesn't need him to throw dirt on him. The mess is not saying, throw dirt on me, throw dirt on me. The mess didn't say that. He has to leave. The relative must leave immediately. As soon as the dust starts to be thrown, he has to leave and daven. V'im nimshach. Okay, it's very late. Let's hold it over here, okay? We'll hold it over here. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a great day.
Only the started off that an oyin is putter from this putter. Isn't he osser? Why is the word putter?
Yeah, he is osser. Yes. What? The first step is he's putter. Once he's putter, he's osser.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.